Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, August 5th, 1950, the opening of the Bay Street Boys Club on the day before was carried in the pages of the Barbados Advocate. According to the report in the Advocate, a spirit of gaiety prevailed as speeches were given along with stirring renditions from the police band under the leadership of Captain Ryson. Those who attended the ceremony were His Excellency the Governor Sir Alfred Savage, Mr. E.J. Petrie, Acting Colonial Secretary, Colonel Artie Michelin, Police Commissioner, Mr. Frank Field, Acting Attorney General, Mr. H.S. Gemmott, Acting Financial Secretary, Major F.C. Walcott, and Mr. John Beckles. The police under Commissioner Michelin played the leading role in the organization of the club with aims to provide wholesome recreative facilities under proper supervision for boys who, through no fault of their own, have nowhere to spend their leisure hours. According to the Advocate, the club designed to build character in boys 9 to 19 was limited to 50 boys because of the size of the building. Six of the lads, reported the paper, were to be given leadership roles. Thanks to the generosity of civic-minded Barbadians, the club was outfitted with equipment for table tennis, billiards, darts, dominoes, and drafts. Boxing gloves had been acquired, and there were plans to have a boxing ring installed. Those attending the ceremony heard that in addition to sporting activities, the boys would receive lectures on subjects of interest and view educational films. Emphasis would also be placed on their spiritual lives, with Sunday afternoon services organized by ministers of various denominations. With the speeches out of the way, refreshments were served, and 14-year-old Keith Barker, a student of the Bay Street Boys School, played a table tennis match against the governor. Youth, rather than experience, shone through, and Barker won the game. The report on the opening of the Bay Street Boys Club in the Advocate on this day, 71 years ago, would mark the opening of an institution whose facilities still offer significant educational activities and a recreational outlet for both boys and girls.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.